This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The national conversation that we are having in this country right now about systemic economic racism turns today on three words: defund the police. In Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed by police, a supermajority of the city council there says it wants to dismantle its police force. And in part because of that, defund the police has become kind of a catchphrase for a really complicated problem. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spent her day today talking to people about what it might mean.
Concepts like defunding or dismantling or even abolishing the police are a bit more nuanced than may come across in a protest chant. Christy Lopez is co-director of the Innovative Policing Program at Georgetown Law and used to work at the Department of Justice investigating police departments. She says when people talk about defunding police,
it doesn't mean that you zero out budgets for public safety. It may mean that you decrease or get rid of the police department per se.
But you might still have something like an Office of Public Safety. So what would it do? Ron Serpas spent 30 years in law enforcement, police chief in New Orleans and Nashville, chief of the Washington State Patrol. And in all that time,
about 90% of all the police department calls that I've looked at in my life have nothing to do with a major uniform crime, have nothing to do with rape, murder, robbery, burglary, assault, theft, auto theft. Nothing.
Serpas now teaches at Loyola University in New Orleans. He says cops spend most of their time responding to auto accidents, noise complaints, lots of calls about people dealing with substance abuse. And
when someone is having a mental health crisis, we often are sending out the police.
Sue Abderholden runs the Minnesota branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says the state has mobile mental health crisis teams that can respond.
Unfortunately, they're not fully funded so that they can respond 24/7 to every call that comes in.
Which means the police legally have to, says Jim Birch, president of the National Police Foundation.
The bottom line is, who else would you call on a Saturday afternoon or in the middle of the night on a Friday night to come and respond to help address a dispute or a disagreement? There literally is no one else to call.
Part of the work ahead for Minneapolis is figuring out whose job it should be to take those calls. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.